We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Moshe ben Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf. Elisha ben Avuya Omer, Elisha ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher. Elisha ben Avuya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir. Eventually he went astray, so we call him Acher. Elisha ben Avuya taught us the following. Halomed Yeled, a person who teaches a child, Lemahu Doma. Now, sounds like it says he teaches a child. That's one interpretation of the Mishnah. But we'll follow the interpretation of the Mishnah. It says, Halomed Yelid means Halomed when he is a Yelid. It doesn't say Malamed Yelid, it says Lomed Yelid. Person who learns something when they're young, Lemahu Domer, to what can he be compared? Lidio Kesuva al Niyar Chadash, like ink that's written on a new piece of paper. Vahalomed Zakein Lemahu Domer, a person who learns something when he's older, what he's compared to? Lidio Kesuva al Niyar Machuk, like ink that's written on erased paper. So what's the difference? So Niyar Chadash, says the Bartanura, Shehu Miskayem, when you put ink on a fresh piece of paper, so it's going to last forever, it's not going to fade. The same thing is true when it comes to learning something in your youth. Learning something when you're older, so that's like writing something on, that's like putting ink on your machuk, on erased paper. What happens is the paper's already erased, has already absorbed some ink the first time. So then you erase it. So now the new ink is not able to be absorbed into the paper to the same extent. It's not going to be miskayim. It's not going to take hold the same way. The same thing would be true, let's say, if you scrape away the old ink. So now you're removing part of the paper. Some of the paper is ruined. Therefore, the surface is not as smooth. The surface is more rough, and therefore it's not going to absorb the new ink on it as well as a smooth surface would be. So that's the idea of a person who learns something when they're old. So they're going to forget. It's something that doesn't remain as permanently as learning something when we are younger. Also, when we're older, we have a lot of other things in our head that are taking up space that we don't have the same headspace as someone who's young, who is focusing their attention solely, exclusively on the Torah that they're studying. Interesting that the Mefarshim point out that it doesn't say Niyar Chadash, new paper versus old paper, Niyar Yashan. It says Niyar Machuk. The difference between old paper and erased paper is important. Old paper may be a little bit dull, maybe not as white, it's a little bit more yellow, and you may be able not to see the when you put the ink on there. So it may not be as clear, but it's still able to absorb. If it's the paper is old, so it hasn't been written upon, hasn't had ink absorbed into it and then erased, but it's just an old piece of paper. So it's true that the clarity may not be there as well as it would be a nice new fresh piece of paper, but nonetheless, it will be able to absorb into the paper. So that would be someone who is... the reason we don't say that is because niyar yashan, old piece of paper conveys the message that someone who learns something when they're old is able to absorb. Their memory is still good, but it's not as clear. They're not able to analyze as well. That would be niyar yashan. But in fact, it's the opposite. Someone who's older, they may still have the mental ability to analyze, but the memory is going. So if the memory is going, you wouldn't want to call that Niyar Yashan, because Niyar Yashan has memory. It is able to absorb. It will be preserved. So therefore, the better analogy is Niyar Machuk. It's erased paper. Erased paper means that although you may be able to see the letters pretty clearly, but nonetheless, they won't absorb into the paper. They won't be preserved. The memory is not there. That is the best analogy for someone who learns something when they're older. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar habavli omer, halomin min haktanim lemahu domer. Someone who learns something from ktanim, people who are younger. What's he compared to? La'ochel anavim kehos v'shose yayin migito. It's like someone who eats tart grapes, unripened grapes, and drinks wine migito like from the press, as opposed to waiting till it ages to becomes wine. What's the Mishnah pointing out? That learning something that people who are younger, who don't have the experience, don't have the same level of knowledge, the educational experience. So a person's not going to learn as well. It's like eating unripened grapes. It's like drinking wine before it's aged. But learning from someone who's a zakein, someone who has experience, who has amassed so much Torah knowledge, has a lemahu domer. So what is that compared to? That's compared to someone That's someone who is eating ripened grapes and drinking aged wine. Says the Bar Tanura, what's the learning from someone who is younger? Anavim kehos, shalun is bashlu kol tzarkan umakos es hashinayim. We know that phrase from the Seder. Ahakei hashinov. It puts the teeth on edge. That's what happens when you're eating something that's so tart. Kachochmas hayelet. The wisdom of a younger person, a younger teacher, lonis yashva kol tzarka, has not been settled literally. Completely, and his words, his teachings are not going to be accepted as much by people. But drink and yain migito. What's yain migito? Grape juice as opposed to wine. Sheshmarav mu'uravim b'socho. The dregs is of the wine is of the grapes are still there. So it's not clear. Kachoch mas hayelav ta'arovis sveikos yeshba. A lot of doubts. He just doesn't have the knowledge and the experience. So that's like having the dregs there. You don't have the clarity that someone who's older has with the years of experience in the Torah wisdom that he has. So therefore we should be learning from someone if we have the ability to try to learn somewhat from someone who has greater knowledge, greater experience, who is older. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi says, Al tistakel bakankan ela bameh sheyeshbo. Don't look at the kankan, at the jug, at the kli. You should pay attention to what's inside. So interestingly, this is the only time we actually have, according to some, a machlokas in all of Pirkei Avos. According to some, what Rebbe is coming to do is he's arguing. Says the Bar Tanur, Rebbe Palagad Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, learn from people who are older and not from people who are younger. Says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you know, don't look at the jug. Don't look at the outside. Don't look at the externals. And he comes to say, says the Bar Tanur, Ki kamosh yesh kan kan chadash mele yayin yashan. You can sometimes have, you can have a new jug, but there's wine inside, aged wine. You can put in a new jug. You can have a younger person who has literally the taste, the ability to learn and to teach like older people. He has that ability. And you have older people who just don't have the same level of wisdom or analysis or ability to teach, to educate others as younger people. So don't look at the outside. Oh, an older person, learn from him. Younger person, don't learn from him. No, don't look at the kankan, at the jug. Don't look at the kli. Look in what is inside. Yesh kankan chadash mele yashan. You can have a new kankan that's full of yashan, full of aged wine. V'yashan shafilu chadash einbo. You can have an older person, you could have an older kankan, an older jug, and even chadash, even something new is not inside. So you have younger people who have aged wine that doesn't have the dregs inside, and it doesn't matter how old the vessel is, how old the kli is, the kankan is, it's not affected at all what's inside by the age of the vessel. And therefore that we have younger people who have knowledge and able to teach a lot more than older people. And the opposite is also true. You have older people who don't have any knowledge. Afilu chadash einbo. They don't even have new wine inside. The knowledge, they don't even have the knowledge that younger children have. There are those who interpret this Mishnah that this is not a machlokas at all. When Rabbi Yossi, when Rebbe says, don't look at the kankan, just look what is inside, that is a general statement, and the Tanakama would agree. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't learn from Ketanim, learn from Gedolim, would agree with what Rebbe is saying as well, right? Generally speaking, don't just assume because someone has a certain stature, has a certain age, that you should assume that everything's perfect. So all he's saying is that generally speaking, and Rebbe would agree, generally speaking, an older person has more knowledge and more experience, and that's the better person to learn from. It's not always true. And in fact, maybe there's no machlokas in the Mishnah at all. Perek Dalet Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Elazar, Akapar, Omer, Hakina, jealousy, Vatava, or Taiva, as we like to say, desire, Vakavon, and honor, Motzir Es Adam in Olam, will remove a person from this world. So we mentioned this in the past, Because there's a connection between that which Rabbi Yeshua said in the second parak. In parak Beis Mishnah in Aleph, we said that Ayin Hara, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ayin Hara, the evil eye, the Eitzer Hara, and the evil inclination, Visinas Abrios, and animosity towards people, Motziras Adam and Olam, that take a person, remove a person from this world. So he also spoke about three things that take a person out of this world. But in fact, these are related, because Kinah, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, is something that emerges from Ayin Hara. So the Ayin Hara was the first one of Yeshua's list, and Kinah is on this list. So Kinah, jealousy, comes from having an evil eye, having an Ayin Hara, always looking at other people and what they have, and or their success, their wealth, etc. So that comes from Ayin Hara, that's Kinah. Taiva, that comes from the Yetzer Hara. So the second thing Rabbi Yeshua said, that our motzi, a person min ha'olam, is the Yetzer Hara. In fact, that's what the Taiva is. That's what the desire is. The inclination leads us to have these desires. And Kavod is a sign of Sinas Habrios. Why is that so? Sinas Habrios, said Rabbi Yeshua, takes a person out of this world because people hate someone. So what's that? Or you hate other people. How does that? Well, the whole reason for Sinas Habrios is because of kavod. What does a person think? I'm a chashuv of a person. People are not giving me the proper kavod. They're degrading me. So therefore, I hate them. And that creates animosity between people. So that will take a person out of this world. So in essence, that which Rabbi Yeshua said, Ayin Hara, that's Kinah. Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is the Taiva of our Mishnah. And the Sinas Habrios is related to the Kavod, which we have in our Mishnah as well. And therefore, these three things are Motzi Nas Adam Min Olam, remove a person from this world.